We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchas Pesach, Halacha Gimel, Siv Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas kachatzois halaylo ani yoytzei b'soich mitzroyim, u'meis kol b'chor. That everything that Rabbeinu Zal says in Torah Ches is tied into what the Torah says, that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, kachatzois laylo, I'm going to come and we're going to kill out all the b'chor in Mitzrayim. Ki b'chor Mitzrayim hem b'chinas haruach sa'ara, shu b'chinas esov ish so'er, shoya b'chor. When we talk about the b'chorim of Mitzrayim, b'chor is b'chinas esov, who was a b'china of b'chor. And we know that esov is called ish so'er, we said miloshon ruach sa'ara, and we saw before that esov was the sar shel Mitzrayim. So when Hashem said he's going to kill the b'chor in Mitzrayim, it means that Hashem is going to be machnia, this ruach sa'ara, godol b'shaita. Exactly. Ki b'chor loshon gedula v'rabonus. We know that b'chor is a loshon of greatness, leadership. Kama shekosov, afani b'chor etneu, the famous posuk in Tehillim, that I will make him for a leader. I'll make him great. B'chinas horav de klipa, shu b'chinas esokonal. That's the union of rav de klipa. We said that the kedusha is yoinek from the rav de kedusha. It draws its Ruach HaChaim from the Rav Dikdusha, that Tzadik HaDoyer, who draws his Ruach HaChaim from the Torah Kedusha, and the Sitra Achra Lahavdol draws its Ruach HaChaim from the Rav Diklipa. Ki Esav hu Asar Shel Mitzrayim, Val Yodoi Hoyo Ikra Golas Mitzrayim. Esav is the Sar Shel Mitzrayim, and it's through him, it's because of him, that Yidden had to be in Golas all of those years. Kemavura bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal b'mokam acher, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Beis Sif Yud al posuk ato yodat. Torah Chof Sif Yud al posuk ato yodato es kol hatlo. You know what the Yidden went through in Mitzrayim and the Midbar, which is what they said to Edoim when they wanted to go through the land of Edoim. ובשביל זה השתדל יעקב אבינו לקח את הבחור מאסוב כדי להכניע בחינס רב דקליפה, שבחינס הבחור של אסוב, שולשן גדול ורבונס כנל. This is why Yaakov Avinu tried so hard to take away the bechor from Esav in order to weaken, to be machnia, the Rav the Klipa, which is this bechor of Esav, meaning the gedula of Esav, the rabonus of Esav. Ki habechor noitel pishnaim. Because we know that the bechor gets a double portion. The Vilna Goyen says that the word bechor is 2, 2, 2. Beis is 2, chof is 2, resh is 2. Mispar Koton, showing this remez that the bechor is an inyan of pishnayim. Ki ze bechinas haruach chayim shal yodoi mashlimim hachesoren al yidei anocha shehu bechinas toisef rucham. Rav Nosson Zal explains this inyan of pishnayim, of the bechor having a double portion, is related to what we spoke about, the ruach chayim, which is mashlim the chisroinos, which the Rebbe says there, Rabbeinu Zal says, that the way that we're zocher to draw this ruach chayim is through anocha, a person taking that deep, deep breath in, which is a bechin of toisef rucham, he's moisef ruach, shehu machnis ruach or moitzi ruach. Anocha is a combination of intake and giving out this ruach. Bechinas vihi no pi shnayim beruchach o'eloi. Look how Rav Nosson Zal brings the posuk that we see by Elisha Novi. When Elisha Novi asked Elianovi was about to be nistalik, and Rabbeinu Zal tells us the soy that when a tzaddik is nistalik, the ruach delayla comes down and meets the ruach delisato, and at that time the tzaddik is double, he's a double. And anyone who's present at the time of the istalkus of the tzaddik is able to receive from that pishnaim, that double portion. The Arizal there says a different shot. The Arizal says that we know that Elianovi was kanoi. Where did his kanoos come from? Some of his kanoos came from the fact that he was zeicher that the neshamos of Nodav and Aviyu were in his galgel in him. Nodav and Aviyu were great tzaddikim. The Torah Kedosh has made bekorvosam lefnei Hashem vayamusu. What was their pigam? Too much fire. Their pigam was bekorvosam lefnei Hashem. We know that the whole inyan of emunas chachomim is an inyan of loisosur yomin usmoil. That in Yiddishkeit, a person can make a mistake either way. Either way, it could be a toss. too little or too much. Either one is mazik. It's mazik and it's not the rotzon of Hashem. The chachomim, the tzadik emes, the tzadikim amitiim, they're the ones who know what's yamin and what's smoil and what's amud adam tzisa. What's the middle of the road? They're the ones who can teach us what derech can be matzliach. Here we see mamish kedoshei elyon, Nodav and Avihu were kedoshim. The Torah Kedosh is made bekorvosim lefnei Hashem. But still it's a bechin of hitzitz umeis. And their neshama is one is galgel in Elyanovi. And that's why by Elyanovi we find also a bechina like this. That when Elyanovi came to Hashem with kanus, he came to say, the Yidden were poigim and bris. The Yidden aren't good. Hashem said, you're right. And therefore prepare Elisha Novi to take over. Because even though you're right, this is emes. But Hashem sometimes takes the vatash lechem esorzo. Hashem doesn't want that kind of emes. Hashem wants an emes that's going to be matzel klal Yisrael. Hashem when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Heref mimenu vashmide, get it honicholi, vat honicholi, and I'll destroy." The Eibishter is not emes. Hashem is not emes. If Hashem says something, there's no shaila at all that's betachlis or emes. That's the emes. If Hashem said that's what needs to be done, that's the emes. Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to know that there's a higher emes. There's an emes lamitoi. There are times that it's a mitzvah of tashlich tzefabrenen em emes. The parsha of Soita, Hashem says, we'll take the emes, we'll take a parsha in the Torah, and we'll erase it, leman hasholem, to make sholem minish lishtoi. So here also, by Elanovi, the Torah said, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that when he spoke against Klal Yisrael, Hashem says, I have a malach that's doing a very good job. He doesn't need any help. There's a soton, there's a mekatreg. I need tzadikim to be melech tov on Klal Yisrael. The minute a tzadik chas v'shon is mekatreg, Hashem says, bring the next tzadik, bring Elisha Novi. So I was saying, the Arizal says that when Elisha Novi said, v'hi no pishnayim, if somebody has 100, how can you ask him for, you can't ask him for 200. How do you ask somebody, give me double your koyach? So the Ari HaKadosh says, no is Rosh Teves Nodov and Avihu. Elisha Novi said, I know that you're not a regular neshama. You're a double neshama. You are kaful. You have a pishnayim. That's why I'm asking you to give me pishnayim. That's why also the Mefarshim bring that the word Elio Anovi is Pinchas. Pinchas to Elio. In the word Pinchas, you have a remez to this pishnayim. Because you divide the word in two. The ches samach of Pinchas is bigamatria chayim, life. That this tzaddik Pinchas, his life came from peinun. Peinun is twice aleph dalet nun yud. We know that the nefesh is an union of malchus, aleph dalet nun yud. So Pinchas had twice aleph dalet nun yud. His chayim, his chius, came from two times aleph dalet nun yud. He was a bechina, this pishnayim. So here Rav Nosson Zal brings it in, that he says that through Anocha, a person zoichet to this Toisef Rucham, which is an inyan of Pishnayim. Like the Torah says, V'hino Pishnayim Beruchacha, that when there's a Toisefes Ruach, it's an inyan of Pishnayim. She'elisho zocho lekabel mi raboi elioes haruach chaim digdusha, she'mekable mi orav digdusha, she'bichnas Pishnayim Beruchacha. Elisha Novi was zoichet to be so close, so kosher to Elisha Novi, that he was zoichet to receive this Pishnayim Beruchacha, bichnas Bechor, that's this Bechorah. V'alkein hishtadel Yaakov likach es Bechorah mi'esov. This is why Yaakov Avinu worked to take away the Bechor from Esav, kedei lahachnia horav de klipo kanal, because he knew that if he's matzliach, in taking away the Bechor from Esav, he took away his koyach, he took away his ruach soragul, his toisef rucham, he took away his ruach sorag. Vaydei ze biatzmoi lokach meito yes habrocha, kemoi shekosu. And because he was matzliach in taking away the Bechor from him, that's why he got the brocha also. It's the same oisius, bechayra brocha. It's the same thing. Kamoisha kosov, like the pasuk says, es bechayrosi lokach vehine ato lokach berchosi. That these two go together. Listen to Reb Nosson's words now. Ki kol habrochois vehahashpois heim bechinas shleimus kol hachesroinois shashem yisborach mashpia lo odom dai machsoira shiachseloi hualidei horua chaim. All the brachas and all the shefa, which means all the shleimus hachesroinus, that Hashem is mashpia to a person, what he needs, comes from this ruach chaim. That's where it comes from. Shehu hachius shel kol habrachos vashpois. That's the chius, that's the battery of all of these brachas and hashpois. Ki hu Iker Hachius Shel Kol Dovor. The Iker Chius of everything is this Ruach Chaim. That's what it's called. Ruach Chaim. A Ruach of life. That's the Iker Chius of the Zach. The Iker Chius is the Ruchnius of it. It's interesting. I was in Gibraltar recently, and there one of the Nyonim I spoke a lot, De Velt, talks about Parnosa. Everybody knows that Parnosa is a major preoccupation of the whole world. And in simple words, I showed very, very clearly the difference between the Kedusha and the Sitra Achra. The Gemara says that when it comes to the Sitra Achra, Mar Benachosim, Mar Bedaiga, there is a Shefa, which the more you have, the less you have. Yesh loy mono roitzem osayim. If a person has 100, he wants 200 more. If he has 100 million, so if he has $100, his chisoron is only $200. He's only missing $200. If he has $100 million, he's got a much bigger chisoron. His chisoron is $200 million. And it's a pasuk, ein odo meis v'chatzi tavosoi biyodoi, that the Torah testifies that if you're going this derech, if you're going with teva, if you're going with the sitra achra, then the fact is you will never feel fulfilled. You'll never be happy. Impossible. The more you have everything, mar benachos mar bedaiga. Number one, every single thing you're going to have more, you're going to have less. You're going to suffer more. It's going to be worse. And atzvus bitzovo in toichalena, that the chef of this world is b'chinas atzvus. But on the side of kedusha, in the kedusha, what is the kedusha? The kedusha is the exact opposite. By the sitra achra, the Torah says that it's half or less. The maximum you could possibly get in teva or sitra achra is up to 50%. How do we define the kedusha? The kedusha is double. Where do we see it? Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Arzenu Hagdoisha. Eretz Lochein Baratzom Mishna Yirshu. The Torah says, what is Eretz Yisrael? It's a double portion. Shabbos, that's Mokoim. Zman, what's the holiest time of the year? Tchila L'mikroi Kodesh is Shabbos Kodesh. What is Shabbos? Lechem Mishna. That the Torah is showing you that this is Shleimus. That the other side, the Sitra Achra, is chesroinus. It's full of chisorin. It's always lacking. Beten Rishon Techser. The Torah says he'll never be happy. He'll never be full. He has nothing. The more he has, the less he has. The Torah says it clear. And in the Kedusha, you see in Zman, in Mokoim, and in the Bria, in Medaber, each one is called a double portion. Eretz Yisrael is double. Shabbos Kodesh is double. And the tzaddik is double. Who's the tzaddik? Yosef. The Arizal says Yosef is bigamatria beis pomim lechem. To show that what is the tzaddik? The tzaddik is the bechor. He's the rabbonus. He's this pishnayim. He's this double portion. And if a person is zuchah to be mechubra to the tzaddik, then he lacks nothing. He's not missing anything. That's the sholem. He's the tam. Yaakov ish tam. He's shlemus. And if you touch any negia in the tzaddik, you're being mechubar to shlemus. Beruchnius and begashmius. This is the bechor. This is the pish. This is the ruach haim. This is the shlemus. And anyone who's not attached to the tzaddik, he's in this other place. He's in this place of chisorim. He's in this place of where the Torah testifies. There's no possibility in the world of him feeling, of him being happy, or him feeling fulfilled, period. He's in a place called chisorim. That's the tzaddik. That's Eretz Yisrael, which is the place of the tzaddik. Tzaddikim Yirshu Eretz. And that's Shabbos. Amtu Shabbos the Kulayoymi. The tzaddik is Shabbos and he's Eretz Yisrael. All in one. V'ze b'chinas boirei nefoshois rabois v'chesroinon al kol ma sheborosa lahachyois b'em nefesh kolchoi. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ikar shleimus chesroinon shel kol hanefoshois hu al yedei horuach chaim. Again, the shleimus chisoroin of everybody in anything, whether it be in health, parnosa, gashmius, ruch, everything is through this ruach chaim. B'chinas al kol ma sheborosa Lahachos b'mnefesh kol choy. Dahainu, al yedei ma sheboroso, lahachos b'hem nefesh kol choy. The fact that Hashem created this thing called Ruach Chaim, which is mechaya, the nefoshes of kol choy, shehu ha-ruach chaim, Nishlam Chesroinam Shel Kol HaNefoshes. This is how all the Nefoshes are Zoicha to Shleimus HaChesroinus. Ki Iker Shleimus HaChisor. Rav Nosson says it again. So powerful. Ki Iker Shleimus HaChisorin. Dehainu Kol HaHashpois VaHabrochois. Bechinas Yemali Hashem Kol Mishalois Libecha Hu Al Yidei HaRuach Chaim. That if a person has the Ruach Chaim, then all chesroinus are sari. He is someach bechelko. He's an oshir. He has ashirus digdusha. He has everything he needs. He doesn't know what chesroin is. The story of a person who came to one of the big tzaddikim, Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, one of the tzaddikim, and he came with a list of tzoros, a list of problems. And he told him, you know what? I have an eitzah for you. I'm going to solve your problem completely. I want you to go to Anabala and ask over there for, there's a gvir there, a tremendous gvir called Reb Zusha. You'll ask for him, you'll go see him, and he'll solve your whole problem. Everything, all your chayvus, all your real estate, and your everything. He'll be able to solve all your problems. He went there and he asked for the gvir Reb Zusha, and they told gvir, there is no, there's a Reb Zusha here, but if there's anybody on this earth that's not a gvir, he's the one. So he came to him and he told him that, so Reb Zusha told him, I don't know why he sent me, to, you know, I don't know why he sent me to you to find out about fixing your chesroinus. I don't know what a chesroin is. Everything by me is everything is b'shleimus. My house is b'shleimus. His house didn't have a roof on it. Everything is mamish b'tachlis ha'shleimus. I can't imagine what the word chesroin means. B'gashmi is that's this ruach chaim. A person who's zoicha to this ruach chaim digdusha, by him it's not shaykh the concept of chesroin. Valkein al yedei shelokach Yaakov habechira me'esov ish soer shuarav deklipa. Therefore, by Yaakov Avinu succeeding in getting the bechira away from Esov ish soer, who's the rav deklipa, vehichnia sarav deklipa b'chinas ruach sora, and thereby he was machniem. This rav deklipa, this ruach sora, aydeze hoyelo koyach lahamshicha ruach chaim digdusha. That's what made it possible for him to be zeicher to draw the Ruach Chaim Dikdusha. Shemishom kol habrochois vahashpois. Look how Rav Nosson Zal repeats this again and again. So there's no mistake here. Kenek enzach nishtaroiz drain here. He's making it perfectly clear. There's one thing. It's one-stop shopping. You don't have to look for 100 things. If you have this one thing, this Ruach Chaim, you have everything. And if you have everything else, you have nothing. Like the Torah says, "Imdas koniso ma chosarto, imdas chosarto ma koniso." V'alkein kibel al yidezes habrocho, and that's why when Yaakov Avinu succeeded in getting the bechira from Esav, which is the pishnayim, which is this tosef rucham, this tosefet ruach that Esav had, when he succeeded in bursting his bubble and letting out the air, getting that ruach chaim out of Esav, then he was able to draw the Ruach Chaim from Kiddusha and be zeicha to Yaakov Ishtam, the Shleimus, Shleimus HaChesroinus.